Well, as we continue to monitor the ongoing Doha negotiations within the WTO, we hear from Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, on some background, where we stand now, and the latest efforts.
The Doha trade negotiations have been going on now for the better part of a decade, and there still remain some very stark or dramatic differences between the negotiating positions of some of the major countries. As we look at a kind of a broader agreement, in the case of the United States, there's been a lot of concerns that there are really no gains in market access relative to what would be some very substantial limits on the amount of domestic support that could be granted. So in light of the difficulties of trying to get to an overall agreement within the WTO, within the Doha round, WTO Director General Pascal Lamy has undertaken an effort over the last few months to try to target some type of scaled-back agreement, or as he refers to it, a deliverables package for perhaps a December ministerial.
Adams says there is concern of the impact the scaled-back agreement could have on the U.S. cotton industry.
They typically have been targeting some type of deliverable packages toward the least developed countries, perhaps something along the lines of duty-free, quota-free access. But the WTO has also made efforts and continues to make efforts to try to include something on cotton in that scaled-back package. And we as a U.S. cotton industry, we certainly understand that cotton has played a prominent role in these negotiations, but we've continued to say that anything that happens to cotton must be done as part of an overall agreement, and we're going to continue to oppose any efforts to try to single out cotton or include cotton in a scaled back package. And I think that's the concern we have, just as the negotiations are continuing to try to be pushed forward, that there are no commitments that are made regarding cotton that occur outside of any type of broader agreement.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.